French archaeologist Alain Savy is about to make an exciting discovery. Savy's team has found tombs belonging to Egypt's rich and famous, and they've just uncovered another one.
There was sand, and I had a small lamp with me, and I saw the lady.
The lady. Images of her adorn the walls of her chapel, where friends and relatives came to honor her. Her body would have been buried deeper in the tomb. When conservators uncover more of the walls, more pictures of the lady come to light. Everything suggests she was a woman with influence.
Very quickly, I understood that this tomb belongs to only a woman. This is very exceptional because this tomb is huge. So she certainly had a kind of royal favor. Moreover, she has a lot of titles showing that she was much appreciated. I was looking for a name and I found it here. The wet nurse who fed the flesh of the god.
Savy translated her name as Maya, and he quickly learned the reason for her high status. In one image, Maya faced a young man with delicate, almost feminine features. He was wearing a pharaoh's headdress. This was the god Maya had nursed. His name was Tutankhamun, but we know him today as King Tut.
A royal wet nurse in the 18th dynasty is not just a nanny, but is a woman of the court, because giving the milk, feeding, as it's written, feeding the flesh of the god, the king, of course not anybody can do this. What is fantastic is the feeling of love you feel between these two people, and especially the woman towards the king. We have the feeling that there was a big affection, yes, maybe more between the king and the wet nurse.
And judging by the elaborate tomb that was built for her, the boy king returned that affection.